Danny Werfel might not win the Heisman. There are plenty of other worthy contenders out there, but he's already won a few other awards. The National Football Foundation and College Hall of Fame recently presented him the Draddy Scholarship Trophy. That's the one known as the Academic Heisman, in honor of the 3.75 grade point average he carries. The Walter Camp Football Foundation recently honored him as its National Player of the Year. And he's also won the Johnny Unitas Golden Arm Award as the nation's top senior quarterback. There are those who say his performance last week against Alabama in the Southeastern Conference Championship game, where he threw 6 touchdown passes, leading Florida to victory, sealed the Heisman for him. But after that game, Werfel refused to take any credit himself.
I'm just fortunate to be part of this team, and you know, when you play a sport so unique as football, it's such a team sport, you can't really accept any individual awards. You just got to do the best you can. You're completely dependent on all the players around you, and you know, if every award I win, I want to share with my teammates, no matter what that is.
That's Werfel's standard line, game in and game out. A reporter would have to search hard to find a clip of Werfel extolling his own virtues, but others who've followed his career are more than happy to talk about him.
It's a great honor. I can't imagine him not winning the award.
Mick Hubert's been the radio voice of the Gators for 8 years.
He really is what college football stands for, on and off the field, all of his ideals, his inner peace, and the way he's led this team, and the attitude, and the mentality. And then, you know, it's not about, the Heisman Trophy is not about a projection of what type of future pro you're going to be. And so much that was said about that in the early of the season. You know, Peyton Manning's going to win the award. Well, maybe Peyton Manning will be a better pro quarterback than Danny Werfel. Who knows? But it's not, the award is not about what you're going to do 5 years from now. It's what you're doing now.
Werfel back in the shotgun to throw a deep ball down the field for Quest Green. He's got it! 40-yard line, 30, 20, 10, goodbye, good night! Touchdown, Twizzy, 86 yards! Oh, my! A shootout!
Werfel has led Florida to 4 consecutive Southeastern Conference titles. The Gators finished this year with an 11-1 record. They're ranked number 3 in the nation and could challenge for the national title in the Sugar Bowl against Florida State. If Werfel is known for any one quality, it's poise. He showed it early on at Fort Walton Beach High School in Florida, where he led his team to an undefeated season and the 1991 state championship. Jimmy Ray Stevens coached that team. He's now the offensive line coach for the Gators.
He's a very mature young person. Not many people his age can adults and authority figures look at eye to eye and speak as two adults. Danny's been able to do that since he was in high school. There's no question that his priorities are in order. The things that are important to him, obviously, number one is his religion, his family, academics, and then football. And he keeps that balance that I think we all are looking for in our lives.
Danny Werfel grew up in a very close and religious family. His father is a Southern Baptist preacher, and Werfel has followed in his father's footsteps with active involvement in the organization Fellowship for Christian Athletes. He spends much of his free time working with youth groups across Florida. Werfel has always been upfront about his spirituality. National television audiences are all too familiar with his uplifted, folded hands to the sky following each touchdown pass.
The more you grow in faith, the less selfish you are with yourself and with your time. And whenever I can, you know, understanding I have priorities, I have commitments that I have to do. When I'm at football practice, I give it all I can. When I'm in the classroom or studying, I give it all I can. But then when that's over with, I can do other things and just try to uplift people when I can, whether it be this or that. And realizing I have a tendency sometimes to overexert myself, which I've learned a lot about throughout the years and been able to manage my time a little better, but just really got to give all the credit to God.
Werfel's inner strength showed itself in last month's much-anticipated matchup between Florida and Florida State. The FSU defense swarmed Werfel all day, knocking him down some 30 times to send the Gators to their only defeat. The hits were so ferocious that Florida coach Steve Spurrier raged on the sidelines and charged FSU coach Bobby Bowden with trying to knock Werfel out of the game. For his part, Werfel kept picking himself up off the turf and refused to back down. The following week, he went out and buried Alabama in the conference title game. Steve Spurrier says that while he and Werfel may have different personal styles, he admires his quarterback's quiet determination.
I don't think I've ever seen Danny mad at anybody. I get mad a lot. But he's just very good as a quarterback. He's an excellent passer, throws it where the guys can catch it, and hangs in there. You can't knock him out of the game. He's been very durable all 4 years. So Danny and I are a lot different individuals.
But in fact, there are similarities between Steve Spurrier and Danny Werfel. Both are sons of preachers. Both have played quarterback at the University of Florida. In fact, Spurrier capped his college career by winning the Heisman Trophy in 1966. If Werfel wins the award this year, it will be the first time in college football history that a Heisman winner has coached another Heisman winner. If he wins, the ever-thankful Werfel will no doubt share the credit with his team members, as he did following the recent SEC crown.
I'm just very thankful to be a part of this team. I just thank God for all the blessings, the opportunity to play with guys like Riddell. Just throw the ball straight up in there, and he goes and catches it every time. The line, just so proud of those guys, just to go out there and compete the way they did. A lot of people were down on them, and just across the board, they fought their hearts out. Just proud of the team, proud of the effort, and proud to be a Gator.
For National Public Radio, I'm Donna Green Townsend in Gainesville, Florida.